Jim Brabenick, the head coach of the Midview Middies, joins us. And Coach Brabenick, great to have you here with us. Refresh my memory, probably more than I already think, but how many years for you now at Midview?
This is year seven.
Year seven. Yeah. See, I would have been on the under if I would have guessed
that. Yeah, me too.
Jim Brabenick joins us in year seven. And, Coach, what can you tell us about this year's edition of the Middies?
Yeah, we have a fun group. We have a good group of kids. We return two guys who have been in the rotation now. This is their third year, and Mark Reed and Ryan Runzer. Mm-hmm. And then Herman Ploss was the starter for us last year. He comes back. Mitchell Gooch is back this year, but unfortunately he got a knee injury in football, so he won't be able to play. That's a big loss, but he's still around every day, and we're happy to see him. And he was our heart and soul, is our heart and soul. So just him being at practice every day, he's like having another coach. But a good group of kids, a fun group of kids who all get along and are very coachable.
All right, so today I got the game notes from Ashland University. They just sent them to us, and, you know, I'm just perusing because you're always looking for local kids. And I saw Grafton, Ohio, Midview, Aiden Gregory. So question goes, how do you go about replacing the outstanding player that you have?
Great question.
Yeah, you know, you can't replace him. And I think sometimes right now that's where we might get in trouble is one guy's like, I'm going to try to do what Aiden does. Mm-hmm. And there hasn't been many people that have walked through our halls that were able to do what Aiden does. So we're going to collect. I keep telling him we're going to have to collectively do it. I think we'll be harder to defend if we do it that way, because I think we do have a bunch of guys who can score at different levels. We got guys who could shoot it and drive it. So instead of keying in on one guy, hopefully a bunch of our guys are able to step up.
That's a great point. With Aiden, you know, I'm sure there was go-to plays and stuff like that. But I think, you know, like you said, that collective responsibility, everybody feels like, hey, I've got to pitch in. We just can't lean on one guy.
Yeah.
Are very important. What about your style this year? What are you looking to hope to do?
Yeah, you know, you don't really know.
Yeah.
You don't really know until you figure out what works. So we're throwing a bunch of things at the wall and see what sticks right now. But like I keep saying, I think we want to share the ball a lot offensively. We don't want any certain individual to get a certain amount of shots. We want to get the best shot as a team, and then we want to defend. So. We don't really know what style per se we're going to play. You kind of figure that out as you get going and what works
see
for this
strengths.
Specific group. See what our strengths are. And if you ask me from the first scrimmage to our scrimmage on Friday night, it's different right now. So we're hoping to find something, and we're just going to keep working at it.
Yeah, I think it. Again, that's a process always. You know,
yeah.
We could talk to you about week 22, and you'll say, yeah, you know, we want to put this in or do something differently. But I know your kids always defend, and if you start at that point, I think you always give yourself a chance.
Yeah.
You know, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Coach, wanted to ask you, obviously everybody knows you start with that DeFranco tournament. It'll be next Wednesday. WEOL will be there, all five games. I know there's four boys' games and a girls' game. You guys are taking on Keystone, and just a great way to start the season, if you could talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, we got Troy and his father Bob, they're Troy's son Evan's on our roster this year. Evan will be getting a lot of playing time for us, as well as Drew DeFranco. So, and then the girls' game, there's a million of them playing in that. So, a million DeFrancos in the DeFranco Classic this year, which is awesome.
That is.
So we're excited. It's a great way to start the year. 9 of the 10 teams are Lorain County teams that are playing in it. Our girls game is going to be right before ours, so they should have a really good crowd, and we have a lot of expectations for them. They should be tough. So it's just a great way to start the year, and for everyone in Lorain County and Northeast Ohio to come out and watch some good basketball.
And for fans that want to go, I believe the first game's at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Next Wednesday, there's five consecutive games. I know the girls game is Midview and EC. Wait, those two programs aren't too bad, and then you guys follow that with Keystone, so you get some rivalries. You should have a huge crowd next Wednesday night. We're just so pleased to be part of it. And so talk to us a little bit about, you know, the SWC. How do you see the conference this year? It's always so competitive, and when you guys play each other twice, there's so many league games. It's almost, I always think it's just a survival.
Yeah.
You know, how do you see the SWC this year?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we fill out all those, like, preseason coaches questionnaires, and we're getting, like, fill out the favorites and rank them in order. Like, I have no clue. The team I picked that could finish eighth could win the league this year, you know? I don't know. I think it starts with Olmsted Falls. To say anything different would just be wrong. They've been to the top of the league seems like forever now. And then I think Elyria is going to be really good. Ryan Walsh is an exceptional player. Mm-hmm. I think North Ridgeville is going to be good. Again, I could go on to each team and say that they're going to be good, but you can't look at it like that as a coach. You know, we got to look at it as our one game at a time,
one game at a time,
and just keep playing. That as cliche as it sounds, just you got to do it that way.
I think the Saturday morning wrap-up show, nothing will surprise us from the conference on who won that last night or who didn't win last night. It's going to be a meat grinder. I know that's a wrestling term, but that is going to be a great conference for Lorain County.
And there's some exceptional coaches in the league, too.
Oh, for sure.
Everyone seems to know what everyone's doing. Everyone has tape on everyone. We've all been coaching now in the league forever now. So it just seems that everybody knows each other and gets along. It's just a great group of coaches.
Does that make round two even tougher than round one, since you guys do know each other so well? Or is it really, really difficult from that coaching standpoint right away?
You know, I think it's difficult right away. Every year, it seems like a lot of the same guys are coming back. But just knowing what they're doing, and then you see the non-conference games first, so being able to see some other teams. And like in our DeFranco Classic, there's a bunch of our conference teams. I think we play every single team that's in the DeFranco Classic, so just being able to see everyone and then have a scouting report for them is important.
Really appreciate you coming and joining us, and again wanted to remind all of our listeners that we'll have you on opening night as you take on Keystone at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, so the night before Thanksgiving. Want to encourage everybody to get down to Midview this year. Again, those five games, they get started at 1 o'clock, and I'm sure one price, they can watch basketball all day.
Yeah. I don't know the exact price. I think it's maybe $5 for a kid, $10 for adult. One price. One price, and you're in all day. You get to watch five games. So
Good. Come
on out.
Stop on out.
And what a great way to honor the DeFranco family. It just, you know, my heart goes out to that, and I think it's awesome that Midview continues to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.